FM Network.
Olá, Islis fãs de todo o Brasil, eu sou a Larissa. Eu tô aqui com o Danilo para mais um episódio do Capar do Hockey, mas não é um episódio normal, é um episódio diferente. A gente está começando o nosso novo quadro, digamos assim, do podcast, onde a gente vai falar das coisas que importam de verdade, que não é hockey, né? Que tá difícil pra gente. E aí, vai chamar cada vez capivarinhas e eu acho que a maioria de vocês vai entender. Só que esse episódio a gente tem uma participação super especial lá de Long Island, lá dos Estados Unidos. Então, vai ser um episódio todo em inglês aqui no Spotify, pelo menos, se você estiver ouvindo no Spotify. Mas a gente vai postar ele no YouTube com as legendas, para caso você não saiba inglês, você vai entender tudo certinho e participar e entender exatamente o que vai estar acontecendo. Mas a partir de agora, a gente vai começar o episódio em inglês. Então, só esse aviso aí para vocês.
Cadê minhas capivarinhas? Gri, 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 gri.
Hi Danilo, hi Mark, how are you
Hey,
doing?
Larissa.
Hi, Lottie. Hi.
This is
I'm doing
actually
well.
very different to do this in English because I'm so used to the Portuguese with the other people from the team that I'm feeling a little bit nervous. I don't know.
Well, you're
And
doing fine.
it's weird to talk with Larissa in English because we talk to each other in Portuguese, so it's not
Yeah,
usual for us.
and
And
you
you
know
know
what
what
else
people.
is weird is this is the first time Danilo and I are actually having a conversation.
Because we always send voice messages for each other, or in Facebook message or WhatsApp. So yes, it's the first time.
A lot of
Yes,
firsts, a that's
lot of first
right.
times. How did you even start to become friends? I'm very curious about that. I never asked you this, Daniel.
Okay.
I'm very curious.
Well, I'll take it then. It was during the right it, I became aware of Danilo on Twitter, and he was posting about Islander games. He was tweeting out just as the rest of Isles Twitter does. And this it was a little bit before the pandemic hit
Pandemic.
and the shutdowns. And when the season was suspended, and I guess this was 2019, March of 2019, I stopped. I didn't see Danilo tweeting out. And I sent him a direct message just to see how everything was going down in Brazil. If he was okay, if Brazil was getting hit as hard as New York City had gotten hit. And he was doing well, and we started having conversations on Twitter direct message. And we just we started talking about, I guess because there was no hockey, what became maybe a once in a while just to see how everyone was feeling and how everyone's health was. We started talking about daily life and how Danilo became an Islanders fan, because I thought that was a fascinating story.
It's pretty unusual, yeah, even for us to this day. It's
Yes.
kind of weird. We're always the weird ones in our friend groups. I don't know if Danilo feels the way. We're always like that one friend who likes hockey.
Yes.
It's like our branding almost. And that's actually really, really funny because we didn't really expect to like have so many people interacting with us outside of Brazil. Obviously, because we're tweeting in Portuguese and everything. And it was so funny. And even when for those of you who are listening who don't know, Mark joined our WhatsApp group chat, which has been fun. He doesn't understand, I feel like, a lot of the inside jokes that we have because they're very,
No.
very Brazilian.
Almost 100 Brazilians and Mark in the
Yes. No. So we have 100 Brazilians who are fans of the Islanders, Mark and a Dallas Stars fan in one group. And it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's
No, it
also,
doesn't.
yeah, it's really fun when you like post pictures in games and everyone's like, that's so cool. It's always very cool to see, like, even if it's not us, it's like, oh, it's very exclusive. We're kind of there. Our group chat is there somehow. And also, because of that, we, in the last episode, me and Julia talked about like how it is different for us to enjoy hockey because we're from another country. And it's very different, like how you guys deal with it. I don't know. From Twitter, I mean, like obviously we don't know the full thing because we're not there, but just through Twitter, it's so fun how like it's so different the way we cheer for our team. I don't know. I don't
Yes.
know if you feel that way. How do you feel about that? Because I do feel it's different.
There's a passion that the followers on NY Brazil bring that it's got to be close to what it's like for you to root for your favorite football teams down there. Football, FUTEBOL. Your favorite soccer teams down there. And I'm not a soccer fan by any means, but I did become intrigued by the passion that the fans bring. And Danilo got me to follow Corinthians because of I started watching some videos that he would send me links to on Twitter. And just to talk about the passion that Corinthians fans have for their team. And there's nothing like that here in the United States. And Islander fans, maybe to the way Danilo sees it, maybe we are the closest fan base to bring passion like that to our home games. I guess maybe this is kind of a match made in heaven.
Such a shame. Such a shame that he did that to you. I feel sorry for you now.
Why? Because it's Corinthians?
Yeah, because you don't win. Like my team does.
She's
Who's your
Flamengo
team.
fan?
Yeah.
Flamengo?
It's actually
Well,
really funny because what we cheer for the same team in hockey, and then when it's like whenever there's a football game, our group chat is like a battlefield of different like fans from different teams. It's actually the funniest thing ever. I always shut up about it because I know when Flamengo loses, like people are going to be really bugging me, so I don't really do anything to other people so that I avoid being made fun of. But we have the titles to back it up, so I have nothing to be afraid of.
I couldn't have a f I couldn't be I can't have in my f group of friends Rangers fans just for that reason.
I don't know how we keep it together. I think we're just so used to like here in Brazil, like how normal it is to like have people that you kind of hate during games, but then you're friends.
Yes. Go ahead.
So sorry, I should say it's different. I think it's different here. I don't know how works in Larissa City, but to me in São Paulo, I have a lot of São Paulo, Palmeiras, and Santos fans. So to me, it's not difficult to be friends for of a rival. So to me, it's not difficult. I don't know if it's really you don't have too many or you don't have Rangers fans. We never talk about this before, but to me, it's okay. I don't know how it works in Larissa City. Does it have a lot of Vasco fans or something
Yeah,
like this?
it's very my yeah, for people who don't know, my state doesn't have a very strong like football teams, like local teams. They're usually the best ones are like the fourth division, so like we don't really have like teams. We do have our teams like in our cities, but it's not really they're not really competing up there. And because we are really really close to the Rio de Janeiro state, so we do cheer a lot for the Rio de Janeiro team. So like I'm a fan of Flamengo. I have a lot of friends who are fans of Vasco, of Fluminense, of Botafogo, because that's normal. We weirdly have a lot of Santos fans here, which doesn't make any sense to me, but okay. We're not going to dive into that. But I think it's pretty normal. I think it's just so natural for us. I think it because we live in it. And also, I think, I don't know if it's that, if I'm thinking it wrong. But I do have a feeling that in the US and hockey, I don't know the other leagues if that's the case, that it's much more related to where you live or was born in than here in Brazil. I think Brazil was more like football is so nationalized. It's so like for every single city, every single state, even if, like in my case, you don't really have a big football team locally, but you're still getting bombarded with like football like content and other teams. And even if you're not really a fan of the team that's like battling up there, you're still going to talk about it. And I don't know if that's just my perception, but I feel like in the US and Canada, obviously, because we're talking about the NHL, it's much more like the city, the state, and like I don't know. I don't know if it's just me.
Well, because it's one league and, with 32 teams. And, in the United States, hockey is not the most popular sport. In fact, it's probably, we consider the four major sports, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. And I think, and the NHL is the fourth of the four. So it really lends itself to just a more local following because it's hard to, we don't get national coverage very often. And I can't speak for Canada. It's a whole different situation up there. It's their sport. But in the States, yes, we're very localized behind our teams. I think people will gravitate towards a particular player, even if he's not on his local team. Like there are tons of people who like Sidney Crosby, and even though he's he plays for Pittsburgh, he has national appeal across the United States, across ho for hockey fans in the States. And it could be Connor McDavid or Matt Barzal, whoever it is. But for the most part, I think people will follow root for a player like that with star power, and also root for the local team.
Yeah, I don't think it we're able to do that in Brazil. If like I think football in specific, like in Brazil, with international players it's kind of different. But if like here, like if the player doesn't play for a team, then you automatically hate him a little bit. You
Wow.
don't you know you don't really like oh, obviously you can recognize like, oh, he's a good player, he's an okay player, he's a star. But you're like, I hate him. I just hate him. I can see his face. I'm disgusted by him. It's a little bit like that. I know Danilo feels that way about my team, and I feel that way
For
about his
sure,
team too.
about and about our coach. Yes.
Oh
Vitor
my God,
Pereira.
let's not
You
talk about
deserve him.
that.
You get her. You deserve everything bad that happens with VP.
How did you manage to keep him for like so many months? This is insane. Like, I'm so mad at our front office, and it's so weird to talk about like a football team diretoria as a front office, but I'm so mad at that. I'm like, how did you manage to keep him so long? That makes no sense. He's okay. Let's not talk about that. I hate him so much. I want him gone now. I hope at the time this podcast comes out, he's already gone. And I know that's not going to happen. And
No, he's yours now.
I'm feeling Brazilian League eighth round, he's going to be fired. I feel eighth round. Match.
I don't know. I don't know. Your Libertadores group is so easy, and
That's the problem.
this first game, the game against Fluminense was okay, so probably you will be champions from Campeonato Carioca, Marcos, from Rio de Janeiro Championship. So I think Vitor Pereira will steal for Libertadores playoffs. Thank God. Okay, and
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. We need to go for the fourth cup.
you'll keep him for the full season.
No. With this team, there's no way we finish a single season with the same coach. It's impossible in Brazil. Just like Palmeiras, I think right now has been with the same coach for like seasons. It's impossible for my team or Danilo's team to keep the same coach throughout the whole season. That's impossible. That's another thing that's different from hockey
Yes.
and other US sports. There's no way Vitor Pereira finished the season. There's no way. As soon as he goes for like seven losses straight or like ties, he's out. There's no way. People are
When
going to invade the training camp. They're like, organized fans are going to point their fingers in his face in airport. Like, there's no way he keeps his work here for the whole season. It's impossible in Brazil right now. If you're not Palmeiras, it's impossible.
Danilo told me, he made me understand that coaches in Brazil are they're basically hired to be fired. They don't last very long. And it's not uncommon to go through two or three coaches in 2 years.
No, like literally, there was this one season that Flamengo played, and we even won titles in that season that we had three different coaches in the same season. And to me, that sounds insane when I think about hockey. Like, imagine the Islanders having three coaches in the same season. I think I would
No,
freak out. I think I would die. But like, to me, it's kind of normal. It's like, oh, another one fired. Let's go. Who is next? And then as soon as one is fired, we're worried what they're going to decide for the next one. And it's like praying and hoping and be like, okay, let's just wait for it. And it's like that, but it's so different. Like I couldn't imagine like the Islanders having like a different even the way
before.
the team is organized in, like imagine the Islanders having elections like we have here in clubs in Brazil. Like that would be insane.
This is, I mean, this is the first time in Islanders, in a long time for the Islanders, that we've had a pretty calm front office, pretty calm coaching behind, pretty calm on not firing coaches until Lou fired Barry Trotz last summer. Before Lou got here, when Garth Snow, when Mike Milbury
Jack
before him
Capuano.
were the general managers, we could go through two coaches a season sometimes, and we could fire a coach every year. There was no stability. And for the Islanders to have this kind of stability now over the last few years, it's very good for every, I mean, for, it's really good for my blood pressure.
No, I would hope that we could keep a coach for more than one season. That's my dream. But if he loses too many games, I can't help but like ask him, like, we start hashtags on Twitter to be like, out, insert coach of the time. There's no way we can do that. I think also because the teams get relegated. So it's also
Yes.
like very high. We're
That
always on the verge of a heart attack.
there's a lot more at stake when you know you're going to get relegated to the second division than in the NHL when you're just going to end up missing the playoffs. And okay, we're off for the summer. We start all over again in September.
Get a good draft pick, and that's it.
Yes. There's no tank. You can't tank for a draft pick in Brazil.
New world football, I think maybe the MLS has draft picks, but like doesn't. They don't.
They have
They
draft
have draft
picks.
picks, but no one really cares.
Because there's no other league or there's no other division to get relegated to get demoted to.
Yeah, MLS, it's like I feel like it's the only football league in the world that has no relegation. They're the only ones that have relegation, and they're the only ones that have playoffs in football, in world football.
Well, I guess that's the American style.
It
Yeah.
must be nice to like not feel threatened all the time. But I like relegation, so I can't really.
It's emotional. You like relegation because your team never gets relegation. Relegated.
I'm sorry,
So,
Danilo, you don't
but
have that. I'm
maybe
sorry.
that's why soccer fans are so high strung. There's always the fear of getting sent down and demoted. Not just a player, your whole team.
Yeah. And then when you get relegated, you lose a lot of money. So you're going to lose players as well. So it's inevitable. Like your team's going to get
Yes.
worse. Yeah. It's pretty tough. And that you touched on a subject of Corinthians fans, because yes, even I do recognize that Corinthians fans are like crazy. And they talk about how crazy they are, and they're really crazy. But I do feel like whenever we're watching like hockey games, it not even the Islanders, but like other teams in the league, we always feel like there's something, I don't know, it always feels like it's a one step down. Like it's not always that like exciting from the fans' point of view. I don't know how Danilo feels about this. It's almost like there's noise missing during the games. Don't you feel like this?
I agree. Sorry, Mark. I agree with you, Larry. I think I don't know how works in USA. I think maybe I don't know if the tickets are so expensive because we know a difference between sometimes between hockey and North America and Europe, the roots. We see this different in basketball sometimes. I don't know. I don't know why is the culture is so different. Maybe this draft situation makes the teams comfortable because okay, you can make a terrible season, and you will get the best players in the draft. To me, it's comfortable. You be the worst team. And here in Brazil or Europe, you can't be the worst team because you will lose money, you will play the worst league. And I don't know. I don't know how if you can explain for us or sorry, Mark.
Oh,
I
Mark.
interrupt you. Oh Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Oh Mark.
Well, I don't know. It's weird. If you go to a if you I don't think I'm going to answer your question because I think what I'm going to say is more along the lines of what the fan, you know, the difference with what Larissa was just saying with the, you know, a noise, you know, there's some noise missing during the game. If any of you guys go to your stadium, does anybody yell at you, sit down, I can't see? Soccer fans stand the whole game. They sing, they cheer. I guess they, ha I don't even think they bother heckling the other team. You know, hockey fans, sports fans in general in the United States, we don't do that. Maybe MLS fans do. I've never been to an MLS game, but one day I'd like to go. Yeah, I mean, and again, the closest thing that happens is, you know, with Islander fans, the Blue and Orange Army, the group that sits all the way in the upper reaches of Nassau Coliseum first and now UBS Arena. They tried to bring the, I know they try to bring the feel of an English soccer game to Islander games. And while they don't sing the entire through the entire game, but you know
Yeah, they try.
they do try. And I sit underneath, I sit in the section underneath them, so I finally hear and can understand what they're saying. When we were at Nassau Coliseum, I sat on the other side of the arena, and I couldn't always understand what they were saying. Now I do.
Remember the barn.
Yeah.
All my memories are there. I miss the place, but not as much as other people. I love UBS Arena. The Islanders, Scott Malkin, John Ledecky, they got it right when they built this place. What a palace we play in.
It seems very like modern, and just like the environment seems very nice.
It is. It's gorgeous. And it's not finished. I mean, the building is finished, but when the construction that's going on around the building. We
Mm-hmm.
play, you know, they built it on the grounds of a famous racetrack here, a thoroughbred racetrack in the United States, Belmont Park. And they are going to, you know, it's been underused for years. And now what this whole project at Belmont Park is, UBS Arena was just one portion of a major thing that's going to have a shopping mall, a hotel, and a renovated thoroughbred racetrack at Belmont Park. And you know, these combined, my screen name on Twitter is Pucks and Ponies, and these are two of my favorite sports, hockey and horse racing. And it's going to be, finally, I'm going to get chances to spend an entire day at the racetrack and then walk 200 feet across to UBS Arena to go watch my favorite hockey team at night.
That's nice.
Well, and Larry, when Mark talk about arenas and how good they are, Mark know what he talking about, because he every year he across the country, and not just the country, but he goes to Canada to watch few Islanders game. 2 days ago, you was in Minnesota, right, Mark?
Yes, I followed. We went I went with two friends of mine, who I know for 40 years, and we went to Minneapolis. We flew from New York to Minneapolis, catch the Islanders playing the Wild in St. Paul, and it's something that's become I don't more than a hobby. It's like a quest. I'm trying to see a game in every NHL arena, and I'm almost finished. I've got there are 32, and I've got 22. I've seen games now in 22 different arenas.
Wow.
Almost there.
Almost there.
I think there's only one thing missing for
What's that?
the UBS, a cup.
Yes.
Because the Nassau Coliseum had four of them. And I think the only thing missing in UBS is a playoff run because the building deserves it,
It
and a
does.
cup. I think it will be complete when that happens.
Yes, I would love to see what the UBS Arena gets like in a playoff run.
Yes,
Let's hope this time.
we don't play a playoff yet in UBS Arena.
Yeah.
That's terrible. We
No.
okay, this season we will change this. And
Yes.
okay.
It's it
I bet.
it's starting to get I'm starting to get nervous about it though.
Me and
Yeah,
Julia just did a whole episode of us like for almost like an hour and a half just complaining and being very pessimistic and having no expectations, because then if we end up going to the playoffs, then we weren't ready for it. It's just a surprise, a good surprise. But the last few games, I've been just completely like, I don't know, it just made my mood just drop. I have no energy. I'm just sad.
I think that's every Islanders fan right now. We're all on the edge.
Yeah.
I think if we win two games, I think we can clinch the our spot in playoffs. I don't think so, Florida, we will win the four games, maybe.
Never say never.
No, so they have five games, right?
We
Yeah.
have four games.
We
Well, we
said
have five games
we have
left.
four. We have
We
four.
have
We
four
have
and they
four.
have five. They have five.
Right. And Florida, I think
And Penguins behind
Florida
us.
has an easy schedule. They have four games. No, they have five. Pittsburgh has a tougher schedule,
We have
but
Philadelphia and Montreal. We can't win these two games.
we lost to Columbus Blue Jackets, Danilo. We lost to the Arizona Coyotes twice.
Happens.
The
Florida lost
same
against the
team
Senators.
that won the Blue Jackets won against us with a ridiculous overtime penalty by Anders Lee.
Yes.
In the overtime, in the OT, Florida won against them 7-0.
We do it the hard way.
They are behind us.
2 points.
And,
if they win the next game, they're going to pass it. If Pittsburgh Penguins wins as well, they're going to pass us because they will have more wins than us.
We have a problem right now. If we win all our games, if Florida wins all their games, and if Pittsburgh wins all their games, the Islanders are out.
It's so improbable. It's so improbable.
I can't believe it got to this.
Danilo.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay. Foi mal.
Be careful. The Portuguese sleeping. Just like, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. But I think, I don't know. I think like the team we talked about, I'm always talking about Julia because we did actually have this episode where we just like let our feelings through. We were very aggressive. Very upset on that episode, and I don't know, it's almost like you're almost there and then they just completely rip your hope apart. Like, they just, why are you feeling good about this team? Let's make you feel the worst you've ever been about the team. And that's what they're doing to us right now at the end of the season. Everyone is making mistakes, and I like Sorokin looks like just completely alone in the team. He's like Sorokin and the rest of the team.
I mean, well, you are Islander fans now. I mean, you haven't gone through it as long as some of us have here in the U.S., but you've experienced every emotion that we do. You're on the roller coaster ride with us for better or worse now.
What have I done? Right? That's what I keep asking myself. What have I done?
Bad life choices.
Completely out of nowhere. Why the Islanders?
Ask Danilo. He's the one who started this whole thing.
That's actually true. It's your fault, Danilo. You're the reason behind that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I started, but I'm glad I make good friends. Like I said to Mark 2 days ago, if Islanders, I don't believe this, but if Islanders close the doors someday, it's nice because I make a lot of friends. So, like I say sometimes for Lari and the other girls, for Mark sometimes, everything we built with this page, with this community, is so grateful, man. Yeah, I feel so glad. Because I created this, and I knew a lot of friends, and the best thing I can make. Yes. Okay. This is nice. Islanders, if you was gone, it's few days. The Islanders, the Isles Nation is still here, and we make a big friendship. This is nice.
And we've seen the Islanders, not only the Islanders, but like, if you look at Twitter right now, like Brazilian Twitter, Islanders has like one of the biggest fan bases, which is insane to think about. There's 32 teams, and the Islanders have one of the biggest fan bases in Brazil right now in like social media presence, which is, to me, it's kind of crazy.
Congratulations on getting 2,900 followers. This is incredible to me. This is in a nation that doesn't have ice.
You saw this page born. So Mark is from beginning. So nice. I could imagine something like this before.
I love what this page has done for the Islanders. I think that the following just on the basis of different people liking the tweets that come out, and so many different sets of eyes able to see, the creativity, the passion, the fun that NY Brazil, that the page is to follow. I've never seen anything like this.
One thing I don't think I don't know how does that look for people who are not Brazilian on our page. One thing that I really enjoy about the Islanders in Brazil, like the Islanders fan base and what we do as a team, it's also about like the other people who are fans of other NHL teams in Brazil. Like we've done collaborations with New York Rangers fans, like an entire episode Danilo did with his friend who's a Rangers fan. I recently done an episode where we were like, it was me, an Islanders fan, obviously, a Capitals fan, a Bruins fan, and a Lightning fan in the same episode.
There's a
And
joke in there somewhere.
even like, and these are like my close friends. And even like when if we go through with the playoffs, I already told like people, like Bruins fans, like if we play the first round, we're going to do a full-on episode of us bashing each other and just completely being aggressive and being very offensive to each other. And even if it's the Canes, if it's the Hurricanes, we do have a page here for the Hurricanes. I don't think people realize that we have fan pages. People have fan pages for every single NHL team here in Brazil.
Yeah.
And I think we should just like, I think there's like probably there's like podcasts for every single NHL team here in Brazil.
Wow,
Like, so
this could be like a cage match in wrestling.
we are always joking about that. Oh.
On your orphan base, it's not an old fan base here. It's a young fan base.
Yeah.
We grow fast.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I don't know if the moment of the team, probably, but something happens.
But even when we didn't go to the playoffs last season, like we had a good season of like new followers. I think most of our fans here in Brazil are new fans to the sport. Like it's usually newer fans. You don't really see, obviously, from other teams, there's also a lot of newer fans. I think if you look at the other teams, like probably the oldest fan bases would definitely have to be the Anaheim Ducks for obvious reasons, because of Super Patos, the Mighty Ducks, because of them. And Boston Bruins probably because every single Boston team is famous in Brazil. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Every single
Yeah,
Boston.
that bothers us in New York too. They
Yeah.
that city has won too many championships lately.
Stop. And I think probably the Penguins have a big fan base here as well.
Yeah, huge fan base,
An
old fan
old fan
base.
base. Yeah. And I think I think even the Rangers kind of they're older than us. They're
They
older than
are
us
older. They
Islanders.
own. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think that's probably it.
Sorry.
No, you can do it. I finished.
All right. I thought Danilo was going to say something.
No, you can say Mark. Sorry.
No, I was wondering, do any of the Canadian cities, Canadian teams have a following down there where you are? The Maple Leafs or the Canadians?
Yeah, so the Edmonton Oilers, people know them better because of Wayne Gretzky, and everybody hates Chris. Everyone knows them because of that.
Yes, some things transcend
The
culture.
Yeah, the Gretzky shirt, the Gretzky jersey.
Gretzky.
I love that. Whenever like there's
Gretzky
like,
98.
yeah.
That story, and that's the reason Danilo started watching hockey.
Yeah, for sure.
I love this. I love this story.
That was a great story, that is.
I do think the
Sorry.
Maple Leafs have the biggest fan base.
In Canada, I think Edmonton Oilers,
No,
like,
like
I think
Edmonton
Oilers.
Oilers is the first one. I think outside of like, despite Edmonton Oilers, then I think Toronto Maple Leafs is the second.
Yeah, makes
Tied
sense.
with Montreal Canadiens, Canadien, I think.
Yes.
And then you have, I don't know, the next
I
one.
don't know
I do
Winnipeg
know,
Jets fans.
three Calgary Flames fans. So that counts for something.
Well, you know more. I don't know any Calgary Flames fans, so that's you three up on me. I know one Vancouver Canucks fan, but he doesn't live in Vancouver. He lives in Oakland, California.
Yeah, I think if I If I like think about it, I know at least one fan from every single NHL team.
That's amazing.
I never saw a Winnipeg Jets fan.
Now you made an excellent point. Now I have to think about it.
I don't know any, but their fans, excuse me, their fans do travel. Every time the Winnipeg Jets have come to play the Islanders in New York, when they were at Barclays Center, I started running into Winnipeg Jets fans who would follow them to New York every year. Again, a couple of months ago, when Winnipeg came to UBS, there were Jets fans there. They're really, and we had a good time talking to them each time we met up.
Yeah, I think they're probably one of the least like talked about teams here in Brazil, probably.
Here in the United
And
States, too.
you see a lot of, now you see a lot of fans. Not, I don't know if it's a lot of fans, but I do always see Canucks tweets on my timeline, and I have no idea why. But I do think
I know some.
after the, I know some fans, actual fans, and after the trade, people are always talking about Bouvier on my timeline. Because Bo went to Vancouver. So
Yes.
people are talking about him all the time, my timeline. So I
Well,
think also because of Horvat. Yeah, also. So
yeah.
now a lot of people are talking about the Canucks. I wish they
Are
would go to the playoffs.
the Canucks? Next, maybe next
Next,
year.
yeah, next season maybe. But yeah.
Do you guys still look to see what Anthony Beauvillier is doing in Vancouver, or has he become out of sight, out of mind?
I think I me personally, sometimes when there's not an Islanders game, I do throw in a random game to watch. And whenever Vancouver plays, I tend to put it because I don't know why. I think maybe it's emotional attachment. But there's this one time that I was like, okay, which game, like the Islanders game ended, and I was like, oh, let me watch another game. There was a Vancouver Canucks game playing. I click on the button. As soon as the screen goes to the game, penalty, Beauvillier in the box. I was like, I have no idea. That there's no way that's happening right now. And suddenly I started to watch. I do watch a lot of LA Kings games. I don't know why. I think because they're at West Coast when I'm having trouble sleeping, I tend to put other games as well to sleep. And LA Kings are always there.
I always have a soft spot in my heart for the LA Kings for what they did to the Rangers in 2014.
Love you,
Alec
Alec Martinez.
Martinez forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I do always watch them. I do have trouble watching the West Coast games because
Oh,
it's
it's
so
fine.
late here.
Sorry.
It's bad for us here in New York. It's worse for you.
I don't know if Mark does like me sometimes, but sometimes I in random moments I say to me, let me see again the Alec Martinez go against the Rangers in this Stanley Cup Finals. It's so nice to see Lundqvist in the ice destroyed.
I look for it on YouTube every so often. It cheers me up.
I
When
love
the Islanders depress me, that cheers me up.
it. More often than we would like.
Yes, it's getting there again. I may have to go watch it again tonight.
Yeah. It's getting rough. It's
It's
getting
gonna be
rough.
this week is gonna be ugly. I think I'm afraid that we're gonna watch. You'll pick up a box, you'll look at the newspaper the next day and find out that Florida won, or you'll find out that Pittsburgh won,
Yeah.
and we're gonna just start, the heart's gonna start racing a little bit. You're gonna feel the tension rise, and it's gonna be an ugly week.
Yeah, the anxiety. We
Yes.
do, I do think the team needs that pressure, that anxiety to be like, have more
Maybe.
heart. The two games that went by just lacked heart in the ice. I think we missed heart. We missed like that passion and that. Even during hard times, like keep going, keep pushing. I don't think the team, I think in these two games, the team just gave up. That penalty, Aho on Aho at the last
Yes.
2 minutes and a half of the third period was made me like I went full on Joker on that one. I lost my mind completely, and I'm like, there's no way this is happening right now. There's no
Did you
way we're
throw
seeing this right now.
something at the screen?
No, because I don't have the money
Well,
to buy another
that's
one. But
good.
I
Violence never solved anything.
sometimes we do need a little bit
Sometimes
of
in
that.
hockey.
We do need a little bit of a famous phrase in Brazil. There's hate missing. The Islanders lack hate. They need hate.
Do you
I hope
think
people
they've
don't.
got?
I hope people
Let's make
don't
a pro
misunderstand me. Let's make
they
what?
let's make
Go
a
ahead.
protest.
Let's buy more billboards again.
The beginning of the training, we just go to the see the cars passing and just like have signs like doing saying bad things to the players.
I already showed some protests from Brazilian organizados to Mark. He know how we do.
Yes. And I had to ask Danilo,
I don't do anything.
you don't go out there yourself, do you? Do you go to do you don't go to the Corinthians facility to complain?
No,
I love it. One of my favorites is from a team called Goiás, where they did like be aware. No, it's like if you have two legs and an ID, be aware, we're going to hire you. I think that's the most beautiful, like, I don't know, like just like swearing you could throw at someone, like it's so offensive to the team. Like if you have an ID and two legs, we're going to put you to play for us. Like I just love this. I just love
Well,
this one.
hope I'm glad the Islanders aren't at that point anymore. But
They
20
don't
years
hire
ago,
no
it sure
bars.
seemed that way.
I think we actually made that joke on the Twitter account when everyone started to get hurt, and we did that, like joked around with that. It was like, if you have two legs and an ID, be careful, the Islanders are going to put you to play on the ice.
We do that amongst my friend group. We'll start asking, all right, who's got goalie pads? Okay, who here plays left defense? Because you got to be better than what we're putting out there right now.
The classic Brazilian phrase of like even my grandmother could score that goal. It's like the most like known phrase ever. Even my grandma could score that goal, and it's just
That's universal.
that's yeah. But I think in the Islanders case, it's not even about scoring goals, it's like defending the goals. I think that's the worst right now.
Lately defense is I mean the 2-1 game last night against the Hurricanes. All right, the score said the game was close, but that second period was we were getting skated. They were outworking us. They were forcing our mistakes. That was almost a continuation of the game from Tampa on Saturday.
As we say here, the team was completely low pressure. That's a good way to say actually heart rate, low pressure all the way. They didn't have blood pressure enough
Yeah,
to
you're right.
actually go. And it was clear to me from half of the period, like that they had no energy left. And the Canes were like completely like it was normal, just skating around, doing whatever the hell they wanted.
Did you see?
A few minutes ago, we talked about how Brazilians do in situations like this, and we feel too much when the team don't have blood on eye. Okay, the game against Tampa 4-0 in the second period. Okay, we already lose that game. But the game against the Carolina, we make angry. We don't see the team searching for the result. It's difficult for us.
Yeah.
Did you see what the Hurricanes coach said today about us, Rod Brind'Amour?
No.
Somebody tweeted it out. It was asking about they were asking him about how his team played, and he said, I can't remember the quote word for word, but he said something like, we have our playoff spot locked up, and we played like the more desperate team last night, not
That's
the
a
Islanders.
good
And
way to summarize it. Like to
yeah.
that's completely. We didn't play like we were fighting for the spot. We played like nothing.
I saw that and I thought to myself, maybe more hair gel, Lane. Put more hair gel in. Maybe that'll do it.
Let's hope the next few games are a little bit better.
Yes. I
And
mean, we're gonna have to, I really think we're gonna have to take not just 4 points, I think maybe 6 points. We're gonna have to win three or four.
yeah,
They'll get it done.
you
We
know,
don't will beat Tampa Bay.
We're a
Okay.
different
It's
team at home.
two points left.
Yeah, my worries lie, the reality is that my worries lie on Montreal and Philadelphia. They're my worries, really, because we lost to the Blue Jackets, which is the 32nd team in the league, like the worst team in the league. We lost to them. I'm afraid that they will pull some crazy shit and like we'll lose to Philadelphia or Montreal. We shouldn't, because it's Montreal and it's Philadelphia. And I'm sorry to be saying this,
Because
but
we do everything backwards. We beat Toronto, we beat New Jersey, we beat the tough teams, and then we go out and then you would go out and lose to Montreal.
Yeah.
It's unthinkable.
I don't think
But
so. We lost against Montreal, but Philadelphia, I'm sure they will want to make difficult for us.
yeah.
Yeah, they do. Fortunately,
They're a crazy team.
the games are at UBS. The games are at home, so we're a different team at home. Hopefully,
Yeah,
it
we
just
have three
continues.
games. Three of these four games are in your home.
Correct.
Yeah. And will we see Matt Barzal back in the ice?
Yeah.
I'd be happy if I just saw him walking around with a bag of popcorn at the games. Nobody
It
knows where he is.
looked like the team, like during, no, seriously, during April Fools, Lula Morello coming out and saying Matt Barzal is coming back. But the team just like, okay, Matt Barzal is coming back. Let's just stop playing. Yes, he's coming back. To me,
The
that sounds like
savior.
it. Yeah, and I like Horvat has been struggling so much in that first line. He needs Barzal to be back in the game. Like he needs
Well,
him.
it's your boy. It should.
Just like Barzal was needing him before Horvat came up to the team.
Horvat became an Islander. Our stink rubbed off on him.
And that's tough because he was a Canuck, so
I know. He used to score. Now he's one of us.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I have no idea like who's going to be our first lighting because it changes every game. I have no
It
idea.
does. We're waiting for either Anders Lee or Bo Horvat to start scoring or Brock Nelson, because I really believe that as those three players go, so go the Islanders. I mean, and Brock is helping. Brock with Engvall and Palmieri have been terrific, but I would love to see Brock add a couple goals to that total. Might be the difference between winning
Yeah.
a game and losing a game in Carolina.
Because this line, the second line, is seems like it's the only line that's actually producing right now some sort of offense. So whenever they can't score goals, our like goals just drop instantly because they're the only ones that
Right.
are actually scoring goals. So whenever Engvall doesn't score goals, I'm suddenly worried because of Pierre
Me
Engvall,
too.
which I was like,
And
I had no idea I was going to miss him so much.
I mean, and that's why I say, it's really going to come down to Lee, Nelson, and Horvat. They're going to have to lead this team down this last week.
And we hope so that Barzal comes back. I'd be happy to see
Yes.
him on ice again.
Just Just once. Let us know you're still okay.
Yeah.
Mark, you said Horvat used it to score, but he used it to don't make the playoffs. So I need he changed these things.
I thought he was going to bring us to the playoffs. We're bringing him out of the playoffs.
He's like, I can't believe I changed teams to be the same all over again.
What was I thinking?
No. Let's make him happy. Let's make him not regret.
Yeah.
His decision. He should have thought about it before accepting the 8-year contract.
I know. Now we're gonna let's give him a reason to let's show him what Islander playoff hockey is like. How crazy it could be.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Oh my god, I miss the playoffs so much.
Yeah, me too.
And we just lost one season or two seasons.
Yeah,
we didn't make playoffs.
One.
Yes.
Last year,
looks like
missed.
10 years.
It feels like a lifetime.
Yeah. Once you get the taste, you can never like be okay with not going. It's like you're always wanting to go.
And I really want to see how UBS Arena works in a playoff game. I miss. I have a huge memory from Nassau because our last season was our best season since the 80s. So yes, UBS needs these memorable moments.
You can
remember.
We can have games there. We can have ceremonies there to honor, you know, various players. But the building
is
isn't
a playoff room.
It's not christened until we have a playoff win there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just like Flamengo.
Flamengo don't have stadium.
Flamengo was without a cup for Libertadores Cup for 38 years. And they won their Libertadores Cup the first time during like the Islanders 80s team like that.
And they were the Cup 70s. Of clubs.
Yeah, the end of the 70s for the whole playoff like the dynasty was around the same time that Flamengo had their like dynasty. They had won like tons of Brazilian leagues and they won the Libertadores and we spent 38 years without actually getting the cup again, the Libertadores Cup, and we did it in 2019. So I believe that this will happen to the Islanders right now.
I don't know. Danilo, are you willing to sacrifice to Flamengo in order to get the Islanders the Stanley Cup?
He doesn't need to sacrifice it because we already win it. More than they did.
Will you accept
okay.
it?
Uh-oh. If I have no Vitor Pereira, maybe.
I agree. Now I agree with that. Now we can work that. We can work around that.
What a snake.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Totally.
Let's put Islanders players to play in a Corinthians and Flamengo game to see if they can handle it.
I know Islander players would fit right in with Corinthians because they don't score either.
I wasn't the one who said it. Okay. I'm not the one who said it.
Yeah, okay. It's difficult. Why I do this with you? Larry, it's so funny. It's not funny because Corinthians fuck up, but it's funny because it's funny how see how Mark really, really appreciate and start to be a Corinthians fan. I told Larry before you get in, you sign a Paramount Plus, right, to watch
yes.
Corinthians game, and
yes.
Okay, it's nice. And Saturday night, Mark in Bayside, Queens, watching Corinthians against Ceará.
Well, when there's no Islanders games to watch, my choices are going to be watching the New York Mets or watching Corinthians. I think I'm going for Corinthians.
Like, oh my God, his first Brazilian league entirely, just through and through, 38 rounds of Brazilian league. It's going to get, if you think Islanders games are ugly, you have seen nothing yet. Guessing nothing yet. If you think NHL referees are bad, you see nothing. You have seen nothing.
I know when Danilo and I talk about like an upcoming game, or as the game starts, he'll tell me that the referees from Argentina, we're screwed. The referees from Rio, we're screwed.
We do that all the time. It's like, oh, it has to be a person from São Paulo refereeing this game. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Okay. The English,
Best referees.
if it's an English referee, like, and it's an international football game, it's like, oh, here comes the English referee. Oh, again.
Oh, in World Cup? In World Cup, the
We
guy
were
who,
robbed
yeah,
by that guy.
by an English who
By
looks
an
like
English ref.
Bolsonaro.
Yes, that's true. Oh my God. Don't let's not go into the World Cup like route. I would be depressed.
Terrible. These last 2 years of friendship with Mark, I preparing him for the World Cup, and he already in your group when World Cup started, and probably he see how we do sometimes, and it's terrible. But next 2 years, probably I will be hyped. In 2 years, we have a World Cup. Like thinking about the groups and
Is
how
this will
I'm
this be
gonna
the
be.
time we will be, will 2 years from now, will that be when we can get you guys to come visit us?
I'm
Tie
trying.
tied in with the World Cup?
I'm trying to do to be like saving my money to go to the World Cup because it's easier for us to go to the not to North America than to Europe or Asia or anything like. So it's easier, a little bit easier for us. So I'm working my way. I wanted to go before just to see the Islanders, but I maybe I'm trying to I'm going to save it. Maybe we'll have a Brazil USA match.
Maybe you
So
guys can hit, maybe one of you can hit the lottery and you can come here twice, once for the Islanders and once for the World Cup.
For the Knicks, for the Mets.
And
Just going to every
the
Knicks.
single game possible. I'm just passing on the New York City and FC and New York Rebel. I'm keeping my, that's the only, they're the only New York teams that I'm just, it's a hate. It's a,
I've been
I'm a
more.
hater. Don't hate.
What?
I'm a hater because they're a City group and they are RB group. So I hate them.
I hate RB Group. Sorry, Lari. You find an enemy because Mark likes New York Red Bull.
Well, yeah, because I can't root for NYCFC because they're associated with the Yankees, who I can't stand.
Yankees,
Oh, that's
yes.
true. Always like, oh my God. Like
So
the City group, like
it has to be Red Bulls for me.
My team.
if I hate Manchester City, I have to hate like New York City FC. I do have that. It's like it's consequence. I have to. If I hate RB, every single other RB there is in the world, there's like 10 now. I don't know. I hate them. I just like that the fact that Thierry Henry
You
played for
hate
them.
Bragantino?
I every RB group RB team, I just said
Boy, you two have something in common.
that. Yeah. I think it's easier if we find something to hate together
Yes,
than something
the
that we
enemy
can
of
like together.
what they say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, that's it. Oh my God. I don't think I have like a favorite MLS team. I admit that.
I
Well,
have Portland.
Trailblazer,
That
yeah.
isn't that
Trailblazer.
a big
No,
step down?
Trailblazers is
It's
NBA.
NBA,
Portland
yeah.
Timbers is from
Timbers,
MLS.
yes. That they score and they suddenly are cutting wood in the middle of the game. What?
I don't have a favorite basketball team. Otherwise, for me, it's the New York Mets and the New York Giants.
Yeah.
And those are my other two teams.
Mark, you once told me about Philadelphia 76ers because
Oh,
Julius Erving.
right, because of Dr. J. When I was a kid growing up, Julie Serving played for the New York Nets when it was in the rival league, the ABA. And, you know, Julie Serving was probably one of the best basketball players ever. And when the Nets got into the NBA, the owner of the Nets, who also owned the Islanders at that time, was a man named Roy Bowe. And he had to pay a fee to get the Nets into the NBA. So he didn't have much money, and he basically ended up getting into the NBA and then trading Julius Erving to the Philadelphia 76ers. And that was my basketball player. I was 15 years old, so I became a Sixers fan when he played there.
And the New York Nets played in Collision, right? Or I'm
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, Nassau Coliseum. Between the Nets and the Islanders, I probably spent most of my teenage years in the Coliseum. So many games I saw there. My father would take me to Nets games. They used to play a lot on Sunday afternoons. And they would take me to Islander games on Saturday nights. So there were times where I could be in the Coliseum 2 days in a row, once for basketball, once for hockey.
They still having a basketball team playing there, right?
In the Coliseum?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nets, the G League team, the Long Island Nets, I think they're called. I haven't been back to the
team.
I'm sorry?
A lacrosse team?
Yes, and an indoor lacrosse team. And I keep making a point to go back to the Coliseum, but I can't bring myself to do it. It would seem so weird to walk back in there and not see the banners hanging up from the Islander banners hanging up from the ceiling and seeing the seats rearranged, you know, for a different sport. So I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, must be hard.
Yeah, sometimes it is. I still miss the place.
I think we are spending a lot of time here. The conversation has been very good.
I hope people actually enjoy listening to this.
They will. We talk every week. We're talking with people here. Now there's an episode that people from outside of Brazil can actually listen to. And now we hope people who aren't able to actually listen to our podcast listen to this specific episode and enjoy it, what we have to say. Every week we're talking to our Brazilian like friends and people do listen to it. Some people do listen to it. So I think this is a good episode to start our new show. I haven't said about what it's called, Academias Capivarinhas. There's a viral video in Brazil that basically it says, "Where are my little capybaras?" And it's a weird like sound they do. And so because of the whole capybara theme in our account, we want to do this conversation and maybe even talk to other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're the first one.
I feel honored.
Just with a special episode to launch things off and show people this project. But it has been nice talking to you guys. Just you can now say goodbye to people, do whatever, like put your social medias, whatever.
All right.
Just whatever you want right now.
Well, I have no social media. I'm going to fade into the background again. I just want to, I'll remain the gringo friend of the profile.
Nice. Danilo?
I have not too much to do. Only it's nice talk to you, Mark. Thank you for everything you... I have not too much to do, but okay. Mark, thank you so much for accept your invite. And,
thanks for bringing me in today.
You know, everything you is one of the best people I knew in this hockey way. Lari, the same thing. Thank you, guys. I really like to talk with you guys. And I hope we do it more times. Yes, it is.
So it's been very nice follow us, NY IBR, in Twitter and Instagram. It's NY Islanders BR. And let's go, Islanders!
Let's go,
Let's
Isles.
go.